Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads and grow your business fast.
Now back to Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Hour number three.
Mm-hmm.
Just going over a little read here. John Dickinson, Alan Stiles. Warriors live at 6. As we'll get you closer to the Warriors and the Jazz tonight. Quick game. Back to back. Keep them coming. Warriors looking for their third straight. No Klay Thompson. I asked you a question going back, I think, an hour ago, and then we never paid it off because we got some calls, and then we got into the 49er conversation. We never got back to it. I'll ask you now. 888-957-9570. We're talking 49ers. We're talking Warriors. Everything on the board. We'll get to Rob and Bobby here on 95.7 The Game in just a second. Tonight is one of those nights where there is a question mark next to one of the Warriors' starting slots because Steph and Klay are both out. Wiggins is not returning as of yet. You still have Draymond and Looney. You know Poole's going to be in there. DiVincenzo has been in there. So starting backcourt is Poole and DiVincenzo. In my eyes, starting front court is Draymond and Looney. So that leaves a fifth open slot. Who starts for the Warriors tonight at the three?
I want Kuminga.
Okay.
Kuminga, I want Kuminga
at the three. Okay.
You got to reward the kid. Christmas was not too long ago. He's been playing well. Reward him with the starting spot. And JD, see how he reacts. If he gets in there and, you know, is trying to boogie and do a bunch of stuff that he shouldn't be doing, then all right, got to bring the reins back a bit. But let him in, you know, see what he can do.
We had a caller earlier that said, you know, sometimes when guys are out, you know, that it's an opportunity for others to step in, and maybe you go a little unconventional in the starting lineup. I think tonight, along those lines, would be a game where you could give Moses Moody a shot.
I had a feeling you were going
to
say that.
Yeah, like to me, because he's been getting less time than others, so maybe you give him a shot as a starter. Because, I don't know, Kuminga's success has really been more at the four as opposed to playing him with Looney and Draymond. Like, it's been more...
It could be a matchup thing because...
Yeah.
DiVincenzo just didn't feel like shooting the basketball last night. And he didn't have to because Klay had 29 and Jordan Poole did his thing. Without Klay, you have a good argument for Moses Moody because of his outside shooting, because Jordan Poole can't take every shot. Jordan Poole can't take every shot, and between Draymond and Looney, their handoffs that do work well, that's not going to be enough. So because Kuminga offensively is more so in the space of taking what the defense gives him, you might be onto something with Moody because you need some type of shooting.
Yeah, and looking at the injury report here, going back to the Jazz last game, they lost in San Antonio, by the way, in their most recent game.
Yikes.
126-122, got down big, actually came back late and ended up losing that game by four to the Spurs. But they've been starting Conley and Clarkson with Lauri Markkanen, Jared Vanderbilt, and Walker Kessler. So if you consider that, I mean, you know, you could put Kuminga on Markkanen if you wanted to. You could put Kuminga on Clarkson or Conley. And honestly, they've been more inclined to put him on a guard that's got the ball in his hand. You put him on Clarkson maybe and hound him.
You'd have to put him on Clarkson.
Get DiVincenzo out there though to be on Clarkson.
Right.
Where do you hide Poole? Somebody's got to guard Conley. So you're thinking Kuminga and DiVincenzo on Conley and Clarkson?
Yeah,
Draymond on Markkanen?
No, I would put
Poole on Vanderbilt because he's the least offensively.
I'd put Poole on Vanderbilt because that's what they would do with Steph. What would they? And look,
I
know someone's going to type right now, Steph is much better than DiVincenzo. We know. But Steph still guards that player on the opposing team. Steph is not. And a couple nights ago, the Nets were playing. I don't know if you saw, JD. While the Nets were smacking the Warriors, somebody said, "You're lucky Steph's not there." And Kyrie Irving chirped back, "Well, that's okay because he's got to guard me." Yeah. Kyrie's not going to guard you. Or you guys aren't even going to guard each other, I don't think, to be completely honest with you.
That's possible. By the way, looking at the injury report, Draymond questionable, as he has been with the right foot, and Dante DiVincenzo also questionable, right knee soreness as well. So Warriors may be even a little bit more shorthanded at that point with JaMychal Green out, along with Iguodala, Klay Thompson, Andrew Wiggins.
They got to stop playing like this, JD. Can't win a game, and if they don't play. If they don't play, all right. We'll just find a way to get past this one. Have they closed a back-to-back?
That's a good question. I think they have. Off the top of my head, I'm trying to think. Have they won the second game of a back-to-back? We can look that up. Yeah. Off the top of my head, I actually don't.
It doesn't feel like it.
All right, Rob in Richmond. Let's get to the phones. We've got a bunch of people that want to talk Warriors, so let's do it. Rob in Richmond, appreciate you holding. You're on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, happy holidays, guys. JD, I love and respect your opinion. I gotta know, why don't the Warriors choose to play Klay on back-to-backs against the tougher team? I can take your answer off.
Yeah, they just don't believe in it. I think they just roll with the training staff, and the training staff says do the first one. And they just roll with it that way. I think it wouldn't surprise me if there's a little bit of karma, basketball gods, small g, they don't want to get them annoyed by picking a night. And other teams do it. Other teams do this where they pick a night and it's like, oh, this is the night against the lesser team that guys aren't going to play. Clippers do that a lot. The Clippers, I think, more than anybody do that.
They would have lost last night.
No, they would have, for sure.
That's what's so crazy.
Well, no, that's the thing.
You can't do that right now.
Well, and I think that's the point. I think that's, you answered it. I mean, you answered it better than I did. I think that's a part of it. You just don't want to get in a bad karma situation. Grandy, you got the back-to-back answer?
I do have an answer. They've won one game on the second end of a back-to-back. They beat the Chicago Bulls early December, and then they came up the next day and beat the Houston Rockets.
Right.
Steph, Draymond, Wiggins, everyone but Klay played in both games.
Okay, and there you go. And that's the only other time they've had a home back-to-back
right.
as well.
There you go.
So they can do it just like everything else. They can do it at home.
Exactly.
They can do it at home. If both games are at home, they can sweep it. So they'll try to do it tonight as well. But yeah, could be a little bit more shorthanded than even anticipated. But yeah, they just don't want to get into dictating which team sucks and which team doesn't. But yeah, you're right. If Klay didn't play last night, they would have lost.
Right, and it makes it easy right now, to be completely honest with you. It makes it easy because...
Although I think they were going to do it with Wiggins. And it makes sense because he got cleared. Because Steve Kerr said he got cleared from the adductor, but he was going to play tonight. Mm-hmm. And then he got sick, so he was out for both games. But they said he got cleared for last night, but then they were going to wait. And I think they were actually with Wiggins because it was a starting point that they were going to, all right, Wiggins is going to play, Clay's not. Clay's going to play, Wiggins is not. Because he wasn't going to probably play both games anyway coming off the...
And that would have made sense. There's no disrespect there, I don't think.
No, no. It's just because it's just the return. You're delaying the return from injury, and you're giving him one more day.
That's different than, second end of back. No, we're actually going to do Clay the first half of this back-to-back because you're trash.
Yeah, no doubt. I think you need to avoid doing that. I hate when the Clippers do that.
Yeah.
And we've seen the Clippers a lot. The Clippers, a lot of times, they'll pick and choose, and they end up losing to the bad team.
Exactly.
Like, a lot.
And they should.
Yeah, they're borderline gutless.
Serves them right.
They are. They're borderline. They're talented, but they're borderline gutless.
Yeah. No dog.
Bobby in Antioch next here on 95.7 The Game. What's going on, Bobby?
Hey, J.D. Allen. Thanks for letting me hop on with you, fellas. Hey, so my question is concerning the back-to-back games. But mine more is Kerr hurting Clay and the team by constantly resting Clay on these back-to-backs. It seems like every time Clay gets something going, it's always on the first game of a back-to-back, and then he's rested the next one. Then he comes out that following game and struggles again. And it seems like this team needs to get that old Clay Thompson, going. And he never gets that opportunity to get a rhythm going in multiple games, to get his confidence back up. I understand you want to save his legs, but he looks healthy out there. He doesn't look like he's struggling. So that's my question. I just wanted to get your answer on that. Happy New Year.
Yeah, you as well. Happy New Year to you. 38 minutes last night. I mean, to me, this was kind of an easy one. And Steve Kerr called him doubtful last night. He referenced the 38 minutes. Mm-hmm. Does it hurt his rhythm? Yeah, it probably does. But I still think you have to go with the long-term view. Like, I have no problem with, and you know me, like, I am as pro, I want everybody to play as much as possible, guy, as there is probably in the universe.
Right.
Like I want everybody to play that's available. I want all the stars playing. I want teams to have full rosters. I want guys that are maybe a little banged up to push through it and play. Like, I am that guy. Like, I want everybody playing. With Clay, it makes sense. Like, I hate it when teams manipulate it. That's part of my issue with the Clippers. Like, it drives me crazy. But... is Clay make, like, with the two big injuries, like, to me, Clay should never play in a back-to-back maybe the rest of his career, to be perfectly honest.
Well, I guess that's...
Like, I don't think that's crazy.
I
he doesn't want it.
Well, no, but I guess that's the question, too. Are we waiting for some type of clearance? Hey, now Clay can play back-to-backs? Or they're not even touching it. They're just saying...
Well,
I guess at the beginning of the season, they said they weren't going
Steve
to.
Well, Steve did, and I wonder, and I never... I don't know that the follow-up was ever asked, and at one point I asked the initial question when there was the shift, and then I should have followed up, but it was one of those where I didn't get the mic back, and then nobody followed up, and I don't think anybody followed up since. But if you go back to, I think it was early November, mm-hmm. when Steve Kerr had said, yeah, Clay's not going to play in back-to-backs this year. And then it was 3 or 4 weeks later, there was a back-to-back, and you still have to ask, every night, like, is Clay out for that, whatever? And he said, and I think the follow-up at that point was, well, is he going to miss every back-to-back? It was kind of a redoubling down kind of question off of what he had said 3 weeks ago. And he said, no, there could be a time, actually, based on, talking to the training staff, where Clay does play in back-to-backs. And that was a shift. And so I followed up at that point by saying, is this a shift off of what was originally thought it was going to happen? And he said, yes, there has been a shift. And then the natural follow-up, which didn't get asked, and did it come from the doctors,
right,
or did it come from Clay? Because I could see Clay being ticked that Steve the first time even said he's not playing. Like, if I hear that and I'm Clay, knowing his mentality, and hear Steve say you're not playing back-to-backs the whole year, I'd go in and we'd have a conversation about it. I'd say, bro, I want to play back-to-backs
right
now, but I don't want that door to be completely closed either.
Yeah, I've already sat out, multiple years because of these injuries. I feel good. And to that point, we got to win games. This is not even about not needing Clay, right, or having that luxury. This is not even a luxury. You need to win these basketball games, and you have Steph Curry out, so you need that punch. But now,
you also can't have Clay do something where he's out a month.
That's true, too. And we've seen...
Because the Warriors can't afford any more of those, to be honest.
There have been times where, and I think Clay's endurance has gotten better, but it was at the beginning of this season, and I would say not at the beginning of last season when he returned, kind of in the middle, where you started to see Clay when he starts front rimming things, back rimming things, not getting enough arc on a shot from your legs, right? So his legs were a bit more tired. So you've seen the effects of Clay, and you might, you know, to the casual fan might just say, man, Clay's off tonight. Well, there's a reason he's off.
Yeah.
He's tired.
No.
You know, and I guess the argument would be, well, if you play him in back-to-back games, his stamina will go up. With what you're dealing with now, his first full season since, you know, the two catastrophic injuries, you can't afford to lose him. You can't.
Here's Clay from last night, little back and forth about whether he would play tonight.
You think you might play tomorrow night?
Hope so, but the training staff is up to them. That'd be fun, though.
Will you campaign for it at all?
Or I don't know, man. I'll do my best.
Guess that's a no.
Yeah. I'm not going to waste my breath.
Right.
Pretty much.
It was last night was a hard 38.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were grinding last night to try and get that win, and they were grinding against Memphis to try and get that.
And they will be grinding tonight.
And they're going to be grinding tonight. And I mean, I was looking at some of the numbers. I mean, the Warriors are still playing at the top pace in the league,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, Utah is a number four offense, and they don't really defend. They're as good offensively as they are bad defensively. They're 26th in defense, so you mm-hmm. can put up some points against them. It's a loose game. I think the Warriors are very comfortable playing against Utah. I said that against their previous iteration. The Warriors were always comfortable because they weren't really athletic. I think this team's not really athletic either. They're more skilled. And typically the Warriors, when they're whole or close to whole, can hang with and or beat teams like Utah. I think that's why they handled them the first matchup, and that's why they had the lead even shorthanded in Salt Lake City 3 weeks ago, but they kicked it away at the last minute.
Yeah.
In the closing seconds, really.
Right. And I think the Warriors are going to have something for them. Got to look for who's going to step up today, JD, because whatever athleticism the Jazz do have, you know they're going to be throwing it all at Jordan Poole, which I do think he's starting to get used to. I do think Jordan Poole, obviously it's going to be different tonight with no Clay, but I do think early on, okay, well, Jordan Poole's got to get used to being on the scouting report now and being on people's radars. I think it's happening now. I think it's working. And to look forward here, not to go too far in the future, but as long as the Warriors remain in the mix and can get to a decent seat and do some things in the playoffs, I think that's going to help the team moving forward, because Jordan Poole, when he is on with that second unit, unless they're putting some type of spy, unless you're facing the Blazers with GP2, there's not very many guys, there are not very many groups that are going to be able to shut down Jordan Poole when you're talking about the secondary groups. It's different between that and the first groups.
Let's go to Jeff in San Jose next here on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Jeff, you're on with JD and Allen.
Hey there. Try to ask like really stupid questions for the experts, which are you guys.
Okay.
So first of all, we obviously got rid of four important players, and we got four or five rookies/good players. Which team is better, last year or this year? That's question one.
Okay.
Question two is, Las Vegas has them both at like either three or four. Which team do you think has a better chance of winning, the 49ers or the Warriors?
Winning the championship.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's a good question. Thanks, Jeff. The first one's an easy one. I mean, last year's team's better than this year's team.
Yeah.
Unequivocally. I mean, that's like not even...
Right. Well, because of what GP2 brought you, what Otto Porter Jr. brought you.
Yeah.
And even to a lesser degree, Bielitsa.
And Poole was better last year to this point. And I mean, I think Draymond and Steph and Wiggins, even if you were healthier
yeah.
you know, at that point, at least on the Wiggins front. I mean, actually, they've really been healthier this year up until the point where a couple weeks ago they lost Wiggins and then lost Steph. But no, last year's team by a lot.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the Niners or the Warriors winning the title, I mean, that's a trickier one. I'll go Niners right now. I think like right now today, who's got the better shot to win the title right now today, whatever, December 28th, 2022. I'm going to say Niners just based on the fact that they're closer to it at this point. They are four wins from it. which is, you know, it's the same as being four rounds from it if you're the Warriors. But the Warriors, to me, are four rounds and then some from it with a lot of question marks. Not saying the Warriors can't. I'm betting the Niners right now if we have to make that bet.
I'd have to bet the Niners. And honestly, part of it is just logistically. You only have to beat a team once.
Sure.
It's a hard-fought game. It's football. But I would say you'd have to go Niners.
Similar odds right now. That's what the caller said.
That's interesting.
Similar odds? Really? Yeah, Grandy's like, I don't know about that one. Okay. Bring it up.
I'll check and we'll get back to you.
Yeah, if we get back to that, that seemed a little fishy to me that it would be similar odds right now as far as
similar can be a broad term.
Although typically the Warriors do tend to be higher in the, like, oh yeah, okay, Boston, Milwaukee, you know, Brooklyn, mm-hmm. and then like who can really win the title, right? It's probably like Boston, Milwaukee, Brooklyn, Warriors, or something. You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
It's sometimes weird like that. Go ahead, Grandy.
The Warriors currently, according to FanDuel, eighth best odds at plus 1,300. I guess technically tied for sixth with the Nuggets and the Grizzlies, plus 1,300. The Niners, the fourth best odds at plus 700.
Okay.
That sounds about right.
All right. That's about right.
So what?
So the Warriors are eighth best odds to win the title, but right now they're what, the 18th best team in the league?
Right, basically. And the Niners, who's in front of them? What? The Chiefs, the Bills, and the Eagles, I guess.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the chalk. Which makes sense. I think that's exactly right.
Just continue to disrespect the Vikings. And nobody cares.
Well, it's the one score thing, man.
I know.
Like people think they're lucky. I'm not going to call you. Might, if you want to call them a little lucky, that's fine. Just don't call them frauds.
The Vikings are plus 1,900, by the way.
Where is that? What group is that in? Like, who are they surrounding? Green Bay and the Lions?
There's a clear top six. Those four you mentioned, including the Niners, the Bengals, then the Cowboys. Giant drop-off. Then the Vikings, the Ravens, and the Chargers, and the Buccaneers are the next group.
That is so disrespectful. If I'm a Vikings fan. But, you know, prove them wrong.
I kind of get it. I mean, I do kind of get it.
I do, too. You know, JD, the text line, the Xfinity Mobile text line keeps bringing up, I completely forgot. The last time the Jazz played, obviously we know it ended in heartbreak for the Warriors, but we also got one of the best memes of 2022 with Jordan Clarkson squaring up like a 1950s boxer to try to get at Kuminga when they had that little...
It was awesome.
Squabble. I completely forgot about that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Everyone's saying, is there going to be round two tonight if you stick Kuminga on Clarkson? You never know.
Oh, that's a good call. That's a case to be made for Kuminga on Clarkson.
Right. Get in his head.
Like right at the start. I kind of like that. I may switch my pick from Moody to Kuminga as far as who gets into the starting lineup. Let's go to, is it Nico? Nico in Oakland. On 95.7 The Game. Hey, Nico.
Hey, what's up? Thanks for taking my call, guys. So basically, I think to reevaluate the question that you asked, and then the fact that you said Devin Chizzo and Draymond may be questionable tonight, I think they should actually start both Moody and Kuminga. Just throw the rookies out there, or Moody and Kuminga, and then what's the other rookie that got there? PBJ. Throw him in there with, you know, Poole and Looney and just put it together. Get these guys some type of experience because they got to take advantage while you know, the starters are sitting and resting and stuff like that. So, and then also, I think instead of taking Clay out of these back-to-backs, I think either they should lessen the minutes or restrict his minutes in the second game. For example, tonight, maybe he should just start and just play 15 minutes or 10. And then giving the rest to Moody, you know what I mean? So I'll take the rest of your comments off the line. But, yeah, that's what I think they should go, the route they should go for now.
Nico, I think you're onto something as far as the Clay thing. Not limited in the second game, but I think what you could see is if they limit the minutes in both games.
Mm.
I think that might be the compromise to get him in both games would be, you know, maybe, hey, you can play both games, but it's 25 in both games as opposed to 38 and 20 or something like that.
But isn't it so much easier to say that in theory? Then you get into the game and you're teasing them a bit.
But everybody knows it going in. I mean, this is going to be your rotation. It's going to be a little different.
He's going to get on a heater.
The problem there, though, is, well, they've pulled him when he's been on heaters before, but the problem there is that you're kind of messing up two games in terms of your rotation.
Mm-hmm.
So the game where he would have played 38, now you're playing him 25. So it's screwing with that game. There was a game a couple weeks ago talking about my favorite team, the Clippers. They were in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was Paul George and Kawhi. They were both playing. They were in Orlando. They both were on minutes restrictions. The game went to overtime. And I think one of them was at his minutes restriction. Like, one was at it in overtime. The other, like, was going to be if he played the full overtime. So, like, one was done for the night. I think Paul George was, I think Kawhi was maybe done for the night. And Paul George was only allowed to play, like, 2 of the 5 minutes. And so they just, like, Kawhi didn't play in overtime. And Paul George then took a seat with, like, 3 minutes left. They ended up losing to Orlando.
Ooh, that's what comes with it, though. Now.
And they stuck to it.
Right. Now, of course the Clippers would. And look, I can't. I'm not even going to joke because I don't know what is going on with Kawhi. But you put the carrot out there.
Speaking
and then
of
you
magic,
pull it away.
Apparently there's been a fight. Killian Hayes and Mo Wagner. Speaking of Orlando and Mo Wagner, not Franz Wagner.
That's another team that we throw in when we're talking about a place Kuminga could get a double-double. Just two teams in the Wembanyama sweepstakes. The Pistons and the Magic.
All right, 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. We got some phone calls to close things out. Warriors Live at 6. We're brought to you by the Odyssey Weather Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now back to Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game.
Final segment, John Dickinson and Alan Stiles. Hey, if you don't have plans for New Year's Eve, then join our very own Bay Area radio legend, Chewy Gomez from 102.1 Jams and the great DJ Mind Motion this Saturday as they host the biggest New Year's Eve party in the South Bay at the San Jose Marriott. Don't miss out. For tickets and more information, you can go to TaylorRocks.com or call 408-690-5999. That's TaylorRocks.com. or call 408-690-5999. I like the throwbacks.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be all right with that. That party.
I always
get
them.
I wasn't going to be in Vegas. You know, hopefully.
If I'm driving up to
Southwest,
Reno. Driving up to Reno, Napa, you know, you lose service. That 102.1's always there. It's always there playing some Nelly, right?
Yep, I'm good with that.
Some Fetty Wap, right? And that's what's so crazy now, JD, when we're coming up into a new year.
Oh.
The throwbacks are like
oldies?
Or like 2005.
I know. Yeah, but throwbacks are like oldies to my parents or something like that,
man.
Now, which is
what's going on?
What's going on, man? Like, that's... Yeah, that is life, right? 888-957-9570. Let's get back to the phones. We had a lot of people that want to talk Warriors today. We appreciate the passion. Is it Hill? Hill in San Francisco? Hill, you're on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, thank you, Alan, JD. Yes, the reason why I'm calling is because I guess I'm a little confused with the Warriors. They kind of remind me of, I don't know if you remember back then in the late 90s or early 2000s when Michael Jordan retired and they stopped with the triangle offense and then they drafted Eddie Curry and Tyson Chandler for the Bulls. I mean, are the Warriors kind of doing that, going big when there are three-point shooting teams with James Wiseman and Kuminga? Thank you.
I'm not sure I understood the question, Hill, or Alan from Hill.
Well, what I gathered was somewhat of what we talked about just in terms of, I mean, honestly, you could say the same thing about the Niners, which we'll get into a little bit more tomorrow, but did the pick make sense for Wiseman? That's how I took that question,
right?
I mean, obviously, in theory, okay, you need a center, and people say, okay, this is how it works, but in reality, did you really need a center because your offense isn't really centered around a dominant center?
Well, and you know, one of the big questions yesterday, because LaMelo Ball was in town, and I know you weren't in yesterday, but Larry and I kind of got into, you know, what was the pick a mistake? Like, and you know, can you make that case? And should the Warriors have gone in a different direction? And you know, there's varying degrees of that. I mean, I think they took the best player available in their minds. Like, I don't think they went positional fit over best player available.
They
I really
upside
don't.
Though.
Like, yeah, no, I think so. But yeah. I think they thought James Wiseman is going to be a future All-Star.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take James Wiseman, and he's a big, and he's got a unique skill set. And like, I don't know. I don't think it was. I mean, fit. There are some easily extrapolated reasons why fit may not. You know, whether it was just the fact that LaMelo wanted to be a star and everything going on with his dad and the fact that you already had Jordan Poole.
Conspiracy theories.
And his dad didn't want him to play for Steve Kerr, all of that stuff. And I know that the Warriors kind of brushed all that aside. But it was a unique situation to begin with, but it was even more unique because LaMelo would have come in and look, nobody at that night, nobody knew Jordan Poole was going to be anything.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, we're kind of view it now under the lens of what Jordan Poole has become, which I think is a different conversation from who Jordan Poole, the player, was back then. You know, they owed nothing to Jordan Poole on that night, November the 18th of 2020.
And they had not seen much from him either.
Right. And that was the day that Klay Thompson got hurt again with the Achilles. Mm-hmm. It was that afternoon or morning.
Could have pivoted.
And they could have pivoted. And I think they were all in on Wiseman. And I think when Klay got hurt, they were like, you know what, we're not gonna pivot now. We're not gonna pivot just because. And I think to me that's the tell that, you know, in essence, they would have taken LaMelo because LaMelo would have been more of a position fit without Klay. And I feel like they didn't necessarily want to do that.
Well, but that still would have only been Klay out 1 year, though. They didn't see.
That was the second one.
It was the second one. So, yeah,
yes,
they thought.
But from that standpoint, yes, one year.
You know,
but
so.
You have LaMelo come in. LaMelo starts with Steph.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, I don't think they had Kelly Oubre yet.
Right.
And so I don't think, because remember, that was the offseason that got really, really cobbled together late. And then it was like, hey, we're starting the season.
Yeah. You know, there is something, JD. I'm just going to say this. I'm going to say this once, and then we can let it go. But there is an alternate universe out there, JD, where the Warriors, they did pick LaMelo Ball. And just think about this now, JD. I know a lot of people talk
but
about
now that he's been an all-star and Poole is really good.
And everybody says, everybody that doesn't want to live in, think about this universe says, well, that would have affected Jordan Poole's ability to grow. I don't buy that. I do not buy that at all, because we all know, or we've all been told, how hard of a worker Jordan Poole is. I think he would still be this guy. Picture this, JD, as the Splash Brothers start to head off into the sunset, right? Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, they head off into the sunset. They are replaced by who? Jordan Poole and LaMelo Ball. And their name, JD, you want to go marketing on me?
Oh, wow, you got it, huh?
The Dash Brothers.
Oh, my.
From the Splash Brothers to the Dash Brothers. That what could have been? What could have been?
I like it. I'm not going to lie, I like it.
We'll never know. We'll never know now.
I like it. I think, you know, the dynamics would have been fascinating between LaMelo coming in and starting with Steph, because he would have at that point. And then who knows what happens to Jordan Poole? Does his development continue? And does he become the same player that he has become? If he does, then you have him, and then you've got Klay coming back in the middle of last year. I mean, it's fascinating to think about how it all would have played out, and would there be enough minutes for everybody? And you know, would the Warriors have won a title last year if, let's say, Jordan Poole was a non-factor, but LaMelo Ball was a factor?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, look, we'll never know, and obviously I'm being a little tongue-in-cheek, but at the same time, I do think that it's something that, if this doesn't work out, Warrior fans will always have to think about or not think about, because I'm here. This is what's funny to me, JD. 925, immediately, as I say what I just said, 925, LaMelo don't fit the culture, too flamboyant. Let's think about this for a second.
No, Steph's pretty flamboyant.
Can we be honest? Steph Curry is a showman like nobody's business. Steph Curry dances, he shimmies, he is humble off the court. I don't want to hear a word about Steph Curry being humble on the court. Yeah, he'll come off the bench if he needs to, but I'm talking about when he's literally on the court, he does what he does. Draymond Green screams and yells and does what he does. Jordan Poole now. We've talked about Jordan Poole's text. He does what he does. Are you kidding me that LaMelo don't fit the culture? He'd fit right in. He'd fit right in with flashy guards. That's who the Warriors are. That's not, the Warriors are built on blue collar defense and I would say white collar offense. And LaMelo would fit that. I'm sorry.
No, fair enough. No, it's good. It's a good take. Let's go to, is this Kala? Kala in Union City next year on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Kala?
Hi. So my question is that starting this year, there's been a lot of talk about Klay Thompson not really being who he was and kind of like regressing or just not being that guy anymore. And I noticed that in a lot of games, like this season, he's been chucking shots a lot, but Steve Kerr always like keeps him in. Meanwhile, like, if the young guys like make a mistake, they get benched for like a majority of the game. So I guess I was just wondering, what are your thoughts on like the long leash that like Klay has versus the young guys? And like, how do you think that's going to impact like our season, whether or not like we win or lose games from that?
I don't think it impacts much. I mean, the reality for me is, look, there's different rules.
Mm-hmm.
There's different rules for Steph, Klay, and Draymond than there is for really anybody else on the roster. I would say, including Jordan Poole and Andrew Wiggins, to be perfectly honest.
That's the same on every level, right? It's the same at every level. There are guys that have earned the right to make mistakes.
I go back to a quote from Steve Kerr from, I don't know, about a month ago, because he was asked about why Moses Moody couldn't play. And he gave the answer, and I'm paraphrasing, of course, but he gave the answer that Moses was fouling too much and turning it over too much,
right?
Essentially, and he says, kind of jokingly with a smile, you know, Moses can't be a high turnover guy. Steph and Draymond can be high turnover guys,
and I would say Poole can be too.
But Moses can't be. And the answer was in keeping Poole out of it for that answer was just, hey, the rules are different. Like, Steph and Draymond are best players; they're our primary ball handlers. They can turn it over a lot. And that's just part of the deal, like any team's best players. Klay Thompson, as a shooter on this team, has the opportunity to sling it.
And have a bad shooting percentage to go
all out. You know, I think Klay has improved off of the way he started the season. There have been little times where he's reverted back. But, I mean, I go back to the Memphis game when he was 7 or 8 of 22. I've got it here somewhere. But in the Memphis game, where, yeah, I don't have it here. Anyway, I thought I had it here. Doesn't matter. But it was a bad shooting night in the Memphis game. And in that game was so many, like, so what? Like, Steph's out. Wiggins is out. Somebody's got to shoot it. Like, he's one of the best scorers and shooters on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So go for it. I feel a little bit like Steiny Grandy. Like, well, I don't know. Look it up.
He was 8 for 25.
Okay, 8 for 25. Yikes.
3 of 12 from 3.
Yeah, they're okay. Well, you know what? You don't have a lot of options that night. So
no.
I don't have a problem with that. Now, I do have a problem with 8 for 25 when Steph and Wiggins are playing and you're trying to beat somebody good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that can't happen. But you're playing Memphis and it's kind of... You need him because you're starting DiVincenzo and Moody and Kuminga and Wiseman are having to play a lot? Then
right.
Let it fly, Clay. Let it fly. Joe in San Jose on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Just want to wish you guys happy, hopefully, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Everything you guys do for us is greatly appreciated. Now, let's get to the Warriors. I think there's a lot of education going on right now with these guys. I think like some of the younger guys are getting in the game, and Draymond and some of the older players are pointing directions. Like, guys, they caught it twice. They caught it at the Christmas game and then last night. Like, they're like telling them, like, you know, hey, when I'm here, you know, you got to go here. You know, just like any other sports, like, you know, like say like a shortstop and a rookie second baseman or vice versa. It's like the Cal Ripken is telling the young kid, hey, you know, when I'm back at the ball, I want you to be in this position or whatever it will be. So I think there's going to be a lot of growth this year. And when Steph comes back, I think it's going to start, you know, going in our direction. And that's about all I got.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Joe's line open for you at 888-957-9570. It is a Warriors Wednesday here on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by SFO. Go to flysfo.com/holidays for your chance to win $1,000 toward a nonstop flight from SFO today. Also brought to you by Friedman's Appliance, a trusted name since 1922. Visit friedmansappliance.com today. Anything for Joe?
Yeah, well, I mean, there are different versions, I think, of this Warriors team. And I do think that we're seeing... Hopefully, if you take it to the Pokemon, hopefully they're starting to evolve a little bit. So hopefully that evolution continues. And this is a big day. This is a big night for the Warriors, JD. And I know during Warriors Live, you will talk more about who's going to be playing and who's in and who's out. Either way, doesn't it feel like they need this W?
Yeah, they need every freaking win they can. I mean, that's how we started the show today. They need every possible win they can get. I'm not saying they're going to win them all. They may not win tonight, but every one of these games is important. That's where I differ from, I think, a pretty decent chunk of the Warrior fan base right now, where it's just like, it's December, Steph's out, let the young guys get their time, and then he'll come back, and it doesn't matter what seed they are. And no, they got to show some life now. You keep not showing life and kicking the can down the road, you're one injury away from being toast. You're one injury away from pulling the plug on the whole thing, and that's the one thing I don't want to see above all else. I want to see this team playing compelling basketball between now until at least May. And like, you get credit for that. Like, you get credit for sucking it up and cobbling it together and winning enough games to where you can win a round or two. Hell, even if they went to the playoffs and lost in the second round, like, that's a great season.
Right.
Defending your title. I mean, I know it would hurt if you're a Warrior fan to lose to anybody, but this team, you tell me right now, this team goes to the Western semifinals and loses. That's a great freaking season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think going back to Joe's call, I always appreciate someone bringing it back to baseball, so bringing up Cal Ripken Jr., it's the same idea. If Cal Ripken Jr. makes an error, what, are you going to pull him? Derek Jeter, we don't have time to get into Derek Jeter as a shortstop right now at the end of his career, but Derek Jeter was not playing top shortstop ball at the end of his career. There are just things that... you earn. And Draymond, I think part of it is what you said, JD. I think it's half and half. Part of it is what you've done in this league, right? And Draymond has done a lot in this league. And number two is your position. Draymond handles the ball a lot. Moses Moody doesn't. If you're not getting a lot of touches, you cannot afford to turn the ball over. It's a ratio. It's your strikeout to walk ratio.
100%.
You can't turn the ball over if you don't have the ball in your hands that much, right? And certain guys that are struggling for playing time. Draymond, I don't know what he's shooting from free throw line today or this year, but I know he really was on my nerves last year. The whole team was, actually. Andrew Wiggins, it felt like he never made two at one time. You want them to make their free throws, but you're not going to pull them for not. Ty Jerome, you get in the game. Anthony Lamb, you get in the game. Guys that are fighting. Moses Moody, you get in the game. Guys that are fighting for playing time. You can't miss that free throw. You have to be perfect in ways that other players don't have to be because you are in a different position and you're fighting for playing time. And that's how it is in Little League. That's how it is in high school. That's how it is in college. That's how it is in the G League. That's how it is overseas. That's how it is everywhere.
Philmo Mike. What's going on, Philmo?
Hey, that's how it is in life. But anyway.
Exactly.
Real talk. Anyway, I think the caller that was talking about Eddie Curry and Tyson Chandler has a good point. But I was thinking about, now, JD, you going to feel me on this. He was also a number two pick. The Pistons could have took Carmelo Anthony. So I know Detroit Pistons fans, I know a part of them feel like, man, we had an opportunity to really, they were in our position. They could have truly extended the dynasty. They overthunk it. It was like, you know what, let's get Darko. No, you should have got Carmelo. So James Wiseman's position, number two pick, right? Hopefully he don't end up like a Darko Milicic for us, in which we kind of overthunk it. And I'm not saying that he wasn't the best player, but I'm just saying that we said we kind of needed a big man instead of maybe taking LaMelo Ball. You get what I'm saying? If you feel me on that one, let me know. If not, you know, y'all have an excellent show.
No, it's a great point. I mean, that is a fair one to bring up. And the Pistons end up, what, they won the championship after they took Darko.
Yeah. You know,
so they were on the brink a couple of times, and then took
Darko. But Darko didn't help.
And Darko was a non-factor.
Right.
Like Wiseman was last year, but they won the title.
One thing, because
Carmelo went on to.
Yeah. Well, and what is it with Melo? Maybe people don't if you want your kid drafted by the team that they should be drafted by, don't name him Melo. Maybe that's part of it. I don't know. You know, going back to what the Warriors are looking to do right now and what they do in terms of their culture, as the Xfinity Mobile text line is all over me. There's one positive LaMelo text to the rest, and everyone's talking about he's not a winning player, he's not a fit, he's all this drama. I've never heard any drama about LaMelo Ball, by the way. And I don't know if you guys watch this. I know that the family had a Facebook show. Maybe that's where the drama is. I've never heard any drama about LaMelo Ball. I've never heard him getting into any type of trouble. So I don't know if we do this thing, JD, where it's just the idea, and because we've seen LaMelo for so long and his dad is real loud, that gets kind of connected to LaMelo. Yep. I've never heard any. Please just give examples, because I've never heard any of those things. I just know that his daddy loud. And since his daddy loud, you think he's loud too. And here's the other thing I'll say, JD. If we trust how strong the Warriors culture is, shouldn't you believe that you could bring almost anybody into that culture and it would be able to work?
Yeah.
And I think LaMelo wouldn't be, like, or would be privy to that as well. Now, look, this is it. It's over, right? We're not going to have this discussion forever, because eventually James Wiseman is probably going to be an all-star and we can move forward. How you like that spin on it, JD?
We'll see. I mean, we'll see how it shakes out. The one argument, or one of the arguments for LaMelo, is, I've heard Steiny say this, is LaMelo is a willing passer. And so I'm stealing that from Steiny. But because you're a willing passer, that you'd fit in the Warrior system very well. Like, mm-hmm. It would be workable. And I think LaMelo has the body type to be able to be a good defender if he wanted to.
Shady 6'6", 6'7".
Yeah, so I think from that standpoint, like, willing passer, and has the body type to be able to be a defender, I think those things, that was something that the Warriors could have worked with,
mm-hmm.
I think. Whether or not he ends up being a full-blown point guard, obviously he wouldn't have been on this team, but you could play LaMelo with Steph.
Hey, we'll never know.
You could play LaMelo with, I mean, that is, it's interesting, because, and you're right, we will never know, but you could play LaMelo with Steph and be fine. You could agree. You could play LaMelo with Clay and be fine. You could play LaMelo with Poole and be fine. You know, so it's just, I mean, the Warriors like playing Dante DiVincenzo with Poole. Like, that's part of the reason they signed him is they didn't want Poole. They wanted another ball handler on the floor with Poole if they were going to be, you know, bringing them both off the bench. Now, that's, we haven't, it's all been jumbled because of the rotations and, and all of that to this point. But, so I think, you know, in a sense, it's not crazy to think that the Warriors could have had the best of all worlds in that sense. I guess Ben Wallace, the 415 points out Xfinity Mobile text line, is on the record saying they wouldn't have won with Melo going back to the Pistons in 2004.
I vaguely remember that, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't recall that one.
Well, they could have also drafted Dwayne Wade or Chris Bosh.
That's true. That's also true.
Carmelo.
That's also true. Those were, yeah, players. Well, Melo was three, right? Darko, yeah. And then Wade and Bosh, or was it Bosh? And it was Bosh and Wade.
Bosh was four. Yeah. Wade was fifth.
Right. Good on Pistons for finding a way to still get a championship because they royally messed up that draft.
Yeah, won the title.
I mean, you had multiple chances.
They did.
I will say that about this draft. This draft, the Wiseman draft, not a great draft.
No.
You got Halliburton.
I mean, Halliburton's probably the, what, second best player?
Yeah. Was Tyrese Maxey in that draft or no?
No, I think he was before.
Okay.
I think.
Then it's easily Halliburton.
I think he was before.
Obi Toppin?
Obi Toppin was somebody that was that was discussed as, you know, if the Warriors trade back, you know, that's somebody that could help them. I thought Wiseman at the time, I'll own it. My second option, I know we've talked about this, and I keep mentioning it. Rare I do the, you know, the Johnny Pan of that, but I loved Halliburton. Halliburton would have been he was fourth on my board after Edwards, Wiseman. I was Edwards, Wiseman, LaMelo, Halliburton was the fourth. Like, I thought Halliburton was really good. Smooth and going to be a defender and could be a point guard. Similar to Steph in that, like, I think because he was kind of a shoot first guy, it's like, could he be a leader of a team as a point guard? And I thought, oh yeah, he had the handle. He's sneaky long. Like, I liked Halliburton a lot.
Grandy confirmed Maxey was 2020.
Wow.
So that was another guy, but neither of those guys went in the top, so.
Okay. Yeah. I thought he was 19, 20, but okay.
So, there you go.
Wow, good stuff there. Alan, man, a lot of fun.
Good stuff, man.
Over the course of the last 4 hours, so good that we'll come back and we'll do it again tomorrow after the Warriors take on the Jazz tonight. We're going to be talking about a win tomorrow?
Of course. Of course. We're talking about a win, and we're talking about a Kuminga double-double. That's what we're talking about, JD.
Okay. Kuminga double-doubles, like 15 and 10.
I'm going to go
20 and 12.
14 points, 11 boards.
Okay. 14 points and 11 boards for Jonathan Kuminga. Maybe he will be my take it to the bank prediction on Warriors Live coming up here.
There you go.
All right. For Alan Stiles, for Grandy and Cam, great stuff. I'm John Dickinson. I'll be back with Warriors Live. That's what's coming up on the game, which, as always, is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Warriors Live with yours truly right here on 95.7 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.